You gotta put your hands together for Jalel.
Hi guys. Like Greg said, my name is Joelle Adams. I thought it felt kind of funny to ask you guys to sit here and listen to me and hear my testimony without kind of telling you a couple facts about myself. So I made some fun facts.
That's a seven.
Sure. So next month I'll be 21 years old, which is, you know, official adulthood. Very excited. Currently I'm a junior at Lancaster Bible College. I'm majoring in social work and I'm minoring in women's ministry leadership. That's my friend Sarah from college. I currently commute to school and I live in Shillington, which is about like 5-10 minutes from here, with my dad and my stepmom. I love to sing, write, and really do life with people. And an additional fun fact about me is that as confident as I might seem, I actually get really nervous when people ask me to speak or hold a microphone with everyone's attention on me. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, Joelle, every week you lead worship with a microphone, right? But listen, the lyrics are on the back of the like stage, so if I get nervous, just hang in with me. Another thing I feel as if you should know about me is that I really strive to be an open and honest person. I like to ask questions, so when somebody in return asks me a question, I really strive to think and answer honestly. I believe that God has taught me and has shown me that when I'm willing to open myself up and to be real and authentic with people, no matter how much I might think I'm failing, He uses my words and my story to the praise of His glory. Additionally, something I believe that God has revealed to me in my life and in my testimony that really my testimony begins with and can really be summed up is a balance of these two words, grief and joy. This is how my story on earth began, and it's something that I continue to wrestle with still today, and two words I will probably continue to wrestle with until I get to the other side of heaven, grief and joy. I count myself blessed to come from a Christian home. Biologically, I'm the youngest of three, and I am the daughter to Bruce and Holly Adams. While she was pregnant with me, my mother experienced unusual deep pain in her body one night. As a result of this pain, she decided to go to the hospital about 6 weeks before my due date. At the hospital, my mother, Holly, unexpectedly died that evening from an aneurysm, which my family would later find out was due to a hereditary genetic syndrome, which the doctors found ran in her blood and a couple others in my family. The doctors believed that the genetic syndrome, it's named Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, or EDS for short, really magnified the toll that pregnancy can have on a woman's body, and not to mention it was her third pregnancy with me. During the sudden and tragic loss of my mother, the doctors knew that she wouldn't be able to give birth to me on her own, and they performed an emergency C-section on me, and by what I believe to be God's power and His mercy and grace, I was delivered a little less than 2 months early, pretty healthy and whole. There's a lot more specific details involved in that part of my story, but the point and the two things that I want you guys to get out of sharing the moments prior to my birth is that, one, this is the beginning of a larger part of my family's and my life story, along with the grief that I still carry. And two, in the midst of so much earthly sorrow for so many people, I believe God had a plan and used what was a deep time of grief for His ultimate honor and glory. So let me take you back to those two words that I started with in the beginning, grief and joy. Whether I always realized it or not, I carried the grief of the death of my mother with me for my life. That being said, from a very young age, everyone would tell me and just seemed to point out my enthusiastic, fun-loving, extroverted and joyful spirit. At my best, I love to be around people. I'm pretty extroverted, if you haven't been able to tell that yet. And I choose to easily see and point out the joy in life. I genuinely choose to believe that the joy of the Lord is one of, if not the deepest form of God's strength in my life and my story. It comes out a lot when I interact with people. If you don't know me, I love people. I know that sometimes we can really mess things up, but for better or for worse, interactions with people is one of my favorite ways to see God. So my dad saw that I loved people so much that as soon as I was old enough, he pushed me into this place called youth group. Or he just really wanted to get me out of the house at that age, I'm not really sure. But guys, okay, youth group was the place to be. From like sixth grade to graduating high school, and I even served as a youth leader there for about a year before being called to Encounter Church. It was my home away from home. You can ask Greg. I was looking for ways to live at church all the time. First one there, last one gone, right? And I mean, praise God that I'm kind of living the dream now. Between youth group and serving here at Encounter, I really love being in God's house and with God's people. Youth group was a giant stepping stone in my faith, and it has led me to where I serve today. And it's made so much of an impact and an influence on my life that though I knew and like called myself a Christian for as long as I could remember, it's where my faith became real, it became tangible, and it really became mine. Each year, the youth group went on these summer retreats to Harvest Cedars, which is a Bible conference at the beach in New Jersey. It was pretty great. It's a shameless plug. When I was 16, the summer of my sophomore year, sorry, Allison, please. Praise God that the gospel clicked for the first time for me. Worship through music and singing was, and as you might know, really still is the easiest way that I feel God's presence in my life. One of the nights I wrote down in a part of my journal how in this time of worship, the speaker for that retreat was inviting students to what I now know is a kind of like altar call. I remember for whatever reason, not really being able to move in front and all the way down the aisle to the altar that night. To put it lightly, I was pretty emotional. God was working. That night I remembered getting down on my knees with the row of chairs in front of me and just being overwhelmed by what I now know is the presence of God and His Spirit. On my knees with my eyes closed in the middle of worshiping, I heard the speaker explain this visual that I wanted to tell you about, which weirdly enough, it was from the Quakers, but it was like the symbol of using our hands to God and giving our hands to God. So if you want to do it with me, you can. But basically, he would tell us to put our hands out with our palms down, right? And when they're facing down in this position in front of you, maybe you're on your knees, it would be a time of like pouring out all of your worries to God. So that night, it looked like confessing my sins, all the ways that I had fallen short, knowing that I was in desperate need of Jesus Christ as my personal and one and only Savior. With your palms down, the idea was that you had like rid yourself of your sins or your worries or whatever God had placed in your heart. And then when we were ready, He said to turn your palms up. And this was symbolizing that our hearts were being ready to focus on and to receive the love of God. That night, when I turned my palms up, I sang and I worshiped to God, asking Him into my heart and declaring that I believed in Him as my one and only Savior. It was a life-changing moment for me. I accepted the gospel, and ever since, I truly believe that I've been all in for Jesus. As a result of this night, my life was radically changed. But I want to be clear in acknowledging that it didn't mean that this balance of grief and joy stopped there. God is still just as good and as present as that night, and He still has been up to 5 years after. And life is still just as hard too, if not harder, being an outwardly open Christian. I've been through heartbreak and seasons of confusion or doubt, more grief and loss, and a lot of waiting, as I'm sure a lot of people here have experienced. The last 5 years of my life have looked like a lot of processing and growing, trusting, and really stepping into my story and where I believe God's been calling me. I've only really began to wrestle with the realization that grief and loss are a big part of my story. Writing down my testimony this past week was actually really hard for me because it meant realizing how deep grief can hurt, but at the same time, it meant that I realized I can deeply glorify God because of and in light of my testimony. I used to really struggle, and at times I still do struggle to be honest with God and others. about the genuine emotions that might be surfacing in the midst of heartache in this broken world. I don't know if anyone shares that same feeling, but I was never really taught how to process some of these dark and deep emotions. As an outwardly open Christian, I've still wrestled with grief and anxiety and depression. Yet I strive to confront my emotions about such vulnerable topics in my life because God has met me in that pain and that heartache. When I let him into it, and praise God, even when I push him away, he has shown himself faithful. The more that I feel, the more I let into my life, the more I recognize that my soul's utter need and dependence on him alone, I end up drawing nearer to him in the process. I wanted to close by being transparent and stating that my testimony isn't done. I still wrestle with a lot of what I've shared with you guys today. I still struggle to hold on to so much grief in this life with so much joy, and I think that's okay. I find my rest in knowing that God sees me, he knows me, and he loves me, and knowing that there's nothing that I can ever do to earn or deserve his grace. I praise God even more than that there's nothing I can do to take those promises away. And I want you guys to know that, like, whoever you are, whatever you've done, that same truth is for you guys. Though most of us don't like to dwell on the things in life that make our hearts ache, like pain, I believe that there's a purpose for it. It's not easy, but if you trust in God, I know that he will provide. His word says that those who seek him wholeheartedly will find him. And I strive to stand before you unashamed and saying that the happiness and the pain I've experienced with the joy and the grief alike, I believe that my birth and my life and my testimony was divinely established and planned out by God for his glory. If you ever want to hear more about my story or you have questions, remember, I like questions. I'll strive to be honest with you about where I'm at. I'm so thankful for a church and a pastor that lets me tell my testimony. I think they're too powerful not to tell. It's a testament to the power and the goodness of God in your life. And if you haven't yet, I would really push you to think about and reflect on all that he's done and all that he's continuing to do for your life. It's a really beautiful thing that no one else shares the same story as you. God specifically gave it to you to draw you to him and to bring him glory and praise. It's your ongoing testimony that nobody can take away from you. So thanks for listening to mine.